Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, and we are broadcasting live today from the Motorcycle Mall in Belleville, New Jersey, in their brand new 108,000 square foot facility.
You know, they're only two blocks from the Gun for Hire main campus.
Wow.
And if you listened to last week's show and you weren't happy with the noise quality,
this week's show
is really, really going to be bad for you, because we have motorcycles, we have DJs, we have about six or seven hundred people, scantily clad, I may add, for some
yes,
of the females here.
Absolutely. I can't
and,
see past my broadcast.
Everybody's walking around doing their thing, eating like pigs, which is a beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
And if you didn't make it for today's open house, you really should come down and check them out. They're a sponsor of Gun for Hire Radio, obviously. John Resinetti is going to be on the show later. You know, Sandy, I'm back from St. Louis, Missouri, where I was carrying a gun for a week, and, you know, it sucks in New Jersey.
Yeah, it really does.
You know, we ate at a restaurant. Scott Bach and I ate in a restaurant called Mosaic on the last day in St. Louis. And I said to this kid, Isaac Jimenez, in the restaurant, he was a waiter. I said, so did you enjoy the NRA being in your city this week? And he goes, yes, St. Louis was a lot safer.
Yes, it was.
Okay. So that's a beautiful thing. Again, we might have to apologize for the background noise, but if you were here, you would have heard this live, and you wouldn't have to listen to it on tape with all of the background noise stepping all over
us. You could hear the live background noise.
And you could see the live background noise. I mean,
yes.
It has free food and everything here.
I know.
Test drives. I'm going to take a Can-Am Roadster, the ugly three-wheeler, for a test drive in a little bit.
You can't see that.
And I ordered a cream. I ordered a creamsicle orange Vespa scooter for Sandy that I will be posting on the
That's
Gun for Hire
great.
Radio website later on. Jose,
I like it.
Take care of me with that.
Can I drive it home today?
Yes. We have a lot of supporters
here. Wait,
I still
haven't even got my coffee mug.
Oh, coffee mug. Emery, thank you for sending the third mug to Sandy.
Thank you, Emery.
It to Gun for Hire headquarters, so I took it, unwrapped it, and brought it home. Listen, Emery, just a little tip for you. If you send 600 of those coffee mugs, Sandy's not getting one, okay?
Don't worry about it, Emery. While he's talking, he doesn't know this, but one of the sound crew is actually breaking into his car to steal it.
Nice. Emery Baker sent Sandy a mug. Welcome to New Jersey, where fun comes to die, okay? So we love that. Thank you for your support. Sandy. New Jersey sucks.
Yes, this
by
is
the
news.
Way. You want to talk about what happened, local news? You want to talk about the Deerfield Township robbery?
Yeah.
Or you want to wait?
Just incredible. Yeah, sure.
Let's
talk about it.
They interviewed a woman who owns a convenience store. Where is it, Upper Deerfield Township?
Yeah, in South Jersey.
South Jersey. Sandy says that like 9 people live in Upper Deerfield Township.
Moses left his sandals, yeah.
And
it's a beautiful area.
Yeah, but you see the interview for the woman. The two people, the two shitbags walked in the store, and what happened? She thought it was a joke.
Yeah, yeah. They walked in, and to give you an idea of the kind of place they robbed, they left. She had the quote in the newspaper says, it was a very busy day, and the two perpetrators left with $500.
$500 on a busy day.
Yeah.
But she was behind the counter, and the two people walked in, and she thought it was a joke. And we talk about normalcy bias all the time.
Right, right.
And obviously they were staking a joint out. They had everything planned. It was a gun armed robbery. Luckily, they didn't get anything from her other than the money. They didn't take her life away or maim her or wound her in any way, shape, or form. But ladies and gentlemen listening, you know, let's take this negative, turn it into a positive. Normalcy bias. If something ain't right, it ain't right. You have to be aware and on your game. The world is crumbling around us. The New York metropolitan area is crumbling around us. The politicians don't believe we should own any type of self-defense in way, shape, or form. You have to be aware of what the hell is going on. Sandy, do you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, she wasn't aware when the person walked in. And what's interesting here was the gunman, as our rabbi calls it, was actually a woman.
The gunman was a woman. I want to talk about different ways we can prevent this from happening to us when we come back.
And we'll be back from the beautiful motor. Motorcycle Mall in Belleville, New Jersey. Right after this.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
And you can hear the motorcycles in the background. We're here at Motorcycle Mall in Belleville, New Jersey, at their brand new 108,000 square foot facility. That is absolutely gorgeous.
Yes, and noisy. The bass and stuff in the background. So looking at this,
a lot of scantily clad women.
Listen, I didn't notice though.
No.
Listening, talking about the Upper Deerfield robbery. Listen, you need to have cameras and an alarm system in your home and your business.
She had nothing.
She had nothing.
There weren't any cameras in the
store. Although they might have killed
her.
But anyway, we talk to Dean all the time from Prism Electronics, who's a sponsor, PrismElectronics.com. Dean, if I owned that place, I would invest $2,000. I would have a panic button or two put in. I'd wear a panic button. I would have had a sign that say closed circuit TV, an alarm system. And you know what? Mr. and Mrs. Shitbag would have robbed a different deli.
Yes, exactly.
That's really what it boils down
to. Look, people, there's a lot of folks who are listeners who own businesses. We know this for a fact, Ant, that we have a lot of small business owners who do listen to the show. Seriously, if you don't have video cameras in your facility, in your business...
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, what's wrong with you? What do you need?
We talk about survival of the fittest. In a situation like that, the fittest is the person who spent the most money for protection.
Right.
That's what it really boils down to. The person who spent the most money that has cameras, the person that has an alarm system, they're the ones that are not going to get robbed first priority.
Right. And it's devastating. We've talked about this all the time. The quote from this woman is, "This made me not want to even have to come in here anymore." She's afraid to walk back into her own business.
I love that noise. A small business. She runs her own business on her own. I mean, give me a break. Everybody hear that?
Yeah. Nice. Very good. It's a very fast motorcycle.
You know, we're not in the lobby, Corey.
We're in the parking lot.
Sandy's seat is on the white line, and I'm sitting on the curb. But otherwise, it's good.
It's good.
John Jr. Just came in, and he's blocking the view of the scantily clad women. He's really starting to piss me off. He moved.
He's not looking either, though.
Talk about robberies in New Jersey. Gary Allison, who's a big listener of the show, he says there's going to be a news broadcast on the New Jersey Star Liar instead of the Star Ledger.
The Star Liar.
They're going to say that I was found lying in a pool of blood or something. A witness said the attackers were seen leaving the site of a flash mob on motorized Jazzies and Hoover Hound scooters. Police say walking canes and crutches were the weapons of choice.
That's great.
I love it. Mr. Colangelo is resting comfortably at a local hospital, is quoted as saying, "I can't effing believe those old bastards did this to me. Where are my cigars?" And Mr. Colangelo's co-host, Sandy Berardi, when reached for comment, couldn't stop laughing long enough to give one. And everybody's talking about that because I made fun of the average age of the NRA board meeting being 147, the members. And but, you know
you're going to change that, though. You'll actually lower the age, right?
I'm going to try to lower the age into, like, 120s. 120s. I'm going to be the only one there who hasn't had hip replacement.
That's great.
You know, Gary Allison was a victim of a crime, Sandy. You read the email.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he has his own little business, Beacon Brass, where he sells, you know, cleans brass, sells it, and reloading supplies. Him and his son put four boxes, you know, 85 pounds of brass out for the mailman to pick up, and someone stole it.
That's ridiculous.
A ship bag stole it. Now, they didn't know what they were stealing, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, sure. They just saw packages. They're going to help themselves.
You know, Gary's got a lot of nerve. He writes that, "Don't they know stealing the mail is a federal crime?" Like they give a shit.
Gary, seriously.
Seriously, Gary, the shit bags don't give a shit. You know, and yes, Gary, I saw the gooey butter cake in St. Louis, but I didn't eat it. Scott Bach did.
Scott Bach did.
Just my wife listens.
None of it.
But,
and, you know, he did not bring me a slice either.
But
so.
See, now, but now Gary makes a point. They stole four boxes of brass from his house, Sandy. Now he knows they know he has guns in the house.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like, right. It's just one more thing we have to
one
deal
more
with
thing
with
to worry
the shit
about.
Bags.
Exactly.
I mean, oh, my God. So, Gary, my heart goes out to you. It sucks being a victim of a crime. Unfortunately, where we live and we're not allowed to protect ourselves, it's just a fact of life that we have to deal with this shit, unfortunately.
You know, crime is going everywhere. There was an interesting piece in the NewJersey.com. I don't know whether it appeared in the Star Liar or not, about a guy, about all these quote-unquote takedowns that are happening in Newark of armed people. But there was a little bit of a wording that bothered me, and I'd like to talk about it when we get back from the break.
Yes, it bothered me also.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take a quick stroll over by the Signature Fitness booth.
I'm going to the muffalata truck. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of five best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Now, here's what you do. Take a big bucket of black paint, find a spot in front of your house about 10 feet high, about 20 feet wide, and paint in big letters U-G-L-Y, ugly. Now, why would you do that? It's stupid, but that's what some people have with their garage door. It's like a big, ugly billboard in front of their house. Now take a look at yours. If those four letters come to mind, then you have an ugly garage door. Solve it by calling Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Buy-Right Overhead Doors is in the business of installing beautiful custom garage doors and helping homeowners end their ugly garage door problems. Just by logging on to buyrightohd.com, you can upload a picture of your garage door so you can see what the right door can do for you. Buy-Right Overhead Doors. expert in all garage door problems, from fixing and installing new openers to even repairing the woodworking around your existing garage door. Byright Overhead Doors. Remove that big black billboard that says ugly in front of your home. 877-711-6100 or visit ByrightOHD.com.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-released Heart of America by Memphis recording star Jerry Alvin Dean, written by Jeff Saxon, a Jersey boy, and produced by John Allen and Richard Berardi, also of Jersey. All regular listeners to Gun for Hire Radio, which says to me, even famous people have no lives. We rise to our best for fellow man. And we're back at Motorcycle Mall. So, hey, more people showing up at the booth. How you doing?
Yeah, we got a lot of fans. And, you know, fan is short for Fanatico. We got a lot of them.
Yeah, we do.
That's stalkers, too. But I can't mention their name because then they'll stalk more. So, Sandy, they're recovering these guns in the inner cities, especially Newark, based on tips from residents, by the way.
Yeah.
See, now this is what we're supposed to be doing, getting illegal guns off the street from shitbags.
Right.
Okay? That's what we're supposed to do. So read the quote from McRae there.
Well, you know, this bothers me a lot because it says that the officers responded to a call about a man with a gun. But then, as this guy McRae opens his front door, the article says McRae answered the door with a pair of loaded .32 caliber revolvers strapped to his waist in his home, mind you, and was arrested without incident. Why was he arrested for carrying guns in his home?
Because they were illegal.
They were illegal.
No, there was a follow-up to the story. They were illegal. You're right. That would bother anybody because we are legally allowed to wear guns around the house. I wear boxer shorts and a wife beater with a shoulder holster and a cowboy rig and two ankle holsters all the time when I'm home.
That's great.
Okay?
Well, hell, your dog has got a he's got a gun strapped to him, too.
Winston has a...
You're a sick individual.
Winston carries his own .380. But wow, that's a pretty bike right there, huh?
Yes, it.
Watch when
sure
he starts
is.
That up. You're not going to hear us for 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And it's a girl getting on the bike too, an attractive
nice,
girl with a lot of tattoos. She could
girl.
Be my next ex-wife.
Yes.
So I commend the people in Newark for reporting illegal guns, you know.
Yes,
even
right.
though Cory Booker's still walking around with you know, he's got what's that shit that what's that stuff? The orange stuff.
Banaka?
No,
what?
The orange stuff you put on a burn and shit. Betadine?
Betadine. Yeah.
Betadine. He's the ooh, I saved a woman from a burning building.
Oh, you're crapping all
you know,
over the poor mayor.
Let's talk. We're talking about New Jersey more. The Wall Street Journal. Alex Less sent an article. I read the Wall Street Journal every day, and about understanding stand your ground.
Yeah.
And you know, again, we're still not going to get into detail with the Zimmerman and Martin case in New York, in Florida, because we don't have enough data. But
right. Exactly.
You know, some of the stuff in stand your ground. If you don't know the history of stand your ground, traditional English rule of law always said that you should run and cower. Am I correct, Sandy?
That's
you have it somewhere?
Correct. Yeah.
What's it word for word?
Well, you know, the article was written...
That was me. I have gas from
yes,
the muffalata.
Exactly. The article was written by a Yale law student and very, very well done. He said that the older states in the U.S. Really took their stand your ground laws from English common law, which required you to retreat, where the western states, when they came
John
into
Wayne.
Existence... It was pretty much John Wayne. It was the true man doctrine.
True man or true men, correct?
Yes, true men.
Yes, because it was named because true men do not retreat when faced with danger. That is in the Bible, too, if you ask the gun rabbi, my minister, my rabbi, my preacher,
right.
my reverend, and all the rest. If you ask them all that, it's the same thing. We're allowed to stand our ground. Now what happens is the anti-gunners are using this Martin Zimmerman thing to try to strip the 24 states that have stand-your-ground laws, which is bullshit. I mean, we have running cower in New Jersey, but if a shitbag approaches me to do harm upon me and my family, just like the rabbi says, because I love life and I want to continue to love my life and my family's life, I should be able to do whatever the hell I want to
right.
retaliate.
Exactly
that is
right.
bullshit. Like I talk about all the time, if someone violates the sanctity of my home, all bets are off. Right in the yard into the shitbaggerator. Okay?
Well, you know, and it shouldn't exist only in our homes and in our yard. it should exist anywhere we are, because we're free men outside our home as well as inside our home.
Everyone knows, no one loves Winston Churchill more than I do, but the English got it wrong with the rule of law.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
I'm not retreating for shit.
Right.
Okay? And no one should be expected to retreat. So what do? We let them take over. Is that what it's supposed to be?
No, we can't.
Will we all just hide? We take over? No, if more people started to stand their ground and punch people in the face and shoot them in the temple or something, we wouldn't have to worry about this shit, because the criminals would know where to draw the line.
Yeah.
Let the predators prey upon themselves. Leave us alone.
It's just the way it is here, Ant, and that's why we're working so damn hard to change it.
Can we talk about Daryl Issa when we come back?
We could.
Because I think I have a man crush on him now since I met him. He's my height. He's just 200 pounds lighter than me.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, The Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe, with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rutgers Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com, or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio. The Can-Am Roadster, available at Motorcycle Mall in Belleville, New Jersey, is like nothing else on the road. This stunningly styled vehicle has a unique three-wheel stance, two wheels in front and one in back, that delivers a combination of freedom and peace of mind that you've just got to experience to believe. And it's made by BRP, the same people who bring you the legendary Ski-Doo snowmobiles, Sea-Doo watercraft, and Evinrude outboard engines. Schedule a test ride at Motorcycle Mall today to experience the Can-Am Roadster. It's riding reinvented. Motorcycle Mall is the premier motorcycle and power sports dealership on the East Coast. Family owned and operated in Belleville, New Jersey for the last 35 years. They sell 14 brands of motorcycles, scooters, power sports vehicles, snowblowers, generators, and much more. A fully stocked parts and accessories department, a service department with factory trained technicians, and now an Eagle Rider motorcycle rental location. Motorcycle Mall has everything a motorcyclist or power sports enthusiast could ever want. This month, Motorcycle Mall will be celebrating their brand new, two-story, 108,000 square feet facility with a grand opening event. And you're invited to attend the festivities with food, demo rides, and great deals. Be sure to visit MotorcycleMall.com or their Facebook page for complete details.
Back at the Motorcycle Mall in Belleville, New Jersey. Thank you very much you. For the muffalata burp.
You know, there's some half a fag walking around with bright orange pants on. I said, Sandy, if you put those orange pants on, I'll buy you a bike. He said, I'll put the orange pants on.
Hey, for a free bike?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. look at this kid. There's free food. He went to McDonald's. He's dumb.
Oh, man.
So what do you think about what's going on with Daryl Issa?
Well, you know, he's on the hate train right now. He's got all the anti-gunners all up in arms.
You know, and I talked to him. He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, he really doesn't care, does he?
He doesn't. He's got a ton of money, too. He doesn't even need to be a congressman.
No, he doesn't. He was a very, very successful businessman.
And, you know, the ITAR and everything else he's going for. What was the article we read? Two Wrongs Don't Make a Right by Josh Horowitz.
Yeah, Josh Horowitz.
Josh Horowitz, okay.
Who is, you know, they write this as his, you know, he did an editorial, and they write it as he's some sort of a, you know, expert.
He's an asshole.
Of course he is.
He's an asshole.
They cover up the fact that he works for the biggest anti-gun group in the country.
You know, he tried to say because it was a relatively small amount of guns, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, no big deal here.
Oh, but
nothing
so
to see
if I got caught trafficking only two guns, it's not a big deal?
No, it's not a big deal at all.
Oh, okay.
No.
All
and
right.
The fact that it was federal tax money, taxpayers' money that bought the guns that went to the criminals who killed U.S. citizens, that's not a big deal.
Yeah. Brian Terry.
Yes.
Border Patrol agent. So Issa, keep doing what you're doing. Issa's not done with this, by the way. At NRA, people were suggesting that he's going to bring it back up like 2 months before the presidential election.
Oh, you think that's going to happen?
Yeah. I think that's really cool. If he starts bringing this shit up again in September, you know, it's really going to muddle the election because the one or two or three reporters in the world that will report on it will get some play off of it. But, Sandy, here's the deal. 330 million people in this country. Why can't people get mobilized and angry to do something about this?
Well,
we've been talking about this for 8 months
now. Forever. Yeah. There's
I'm
only
on every
four,
freaking
4 million
watch list.
Members of the NRA with 47% of the people in the United States are gun owners. 47%.
I heard I'm not getting a Hanukkah card from Bloomberg this Christmas.
No, why
yeah,
not?
Yeah, rumor has it I'm not getting a Hanukkah card.
Well, I guess we're off the invite list,
you know,
too,
what?
For
F him.
Crazy Mansion.
And
huh?
F. Soros.
Yes.
And Lautenberg. I heard somebody call Lautenberg Senator Cadaver. What do you think?
Yes.
Hey, listen, I have more respect for Christie. Christie went up two notches. He was a -3. Now he's only a -1 in my book from a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay,
because
why?
Him and Lautenberg are bitching back and forth about the whole Port Authority thing.
Yeah.
Lautenberg, for the past 25 years, has been getting free tolls also because he was the commissioner of the Port Authority.
See,
he's worth millions
so.
Of dollars, you hypocritical bastard.
Hundreds.
Okay? Hundreds of millions
of dollars.
And Christie said he should give those perks up, and Lautenberg said he should mind his business, okay, that he's mudslinging and stuff. So Senator Cadaver is another one, 27 hands in a cookie jar.
Yeah.
These people are unbelievable. They can't get enough shit. They just steal, wholesale steal from
yes.
us.
Political
and you know what?
Glitterati.
Us taxpayers, we just take it. We just roll over
of
and take it
do.
Every day, and we hope that we're going to hit the Mega Millions or something. Our politicians, they hit the Mega Millions,
yeah.
man. A couple of years in elected office and you could amass all kinds of wealth and favoritism.
Well, because it's not illegal to do insider training
Correct.
As a politician.
Correct. I'm booking my trip to the Blade Show, Sandy,
nice.
In June. I'm going to go to Atlanta for 3 days.
Ooh,
you want to go with me?
Matthew's Cafeteria.
You won't go with me, but do you want to go?
I would go with you.
And, of course, we're going to use Vista Parking, VistaParking.com. I just got off the phone with Tom this morning. We're doing something on the side together. I'll be reporting it in the next couple of weeks. But if you're flying out of Newark
you're
International...
You're not opening a parking lot, are
no,
you?
No. I'm going to steal cars. No. If you're flying in and out of Newark International Airport, it'll be the safest part and the only part of your flight that's not delayed, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's
so,
for sure.
So make sure you support our sponsors. Our sponsors have been getting a lot of support lately. I've been hearing a lot of feedback. Keep it up.
Keep it up. And also, please get others to listen.
To the liberty that belongs to you and me. We the people, you and I.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 866-NRA-GUN-1. That's 866-NRA-GUN and the number 1. You can find out more at nragguncare.com. Freedom Energy is a leader in commercial solar energy. Not only does solar make good economical and environmental sense, which means you not only can get off the grid and make your own free energy, but you can actually put cash in your pocket at the same time. Self-sustaining solar also makes patriotic sense. Since our nation's enemies are also our energy masters, every time you flip on a switch, you're buying an IED or AK for a jihadi terrorist. If you own a commercial building, you could be tightening the noose around the necks of our enemies while at the same time enjoying the benefit of free electric. Doesn't get any better than that. And even if you don't have cash in the bank, Ron has financing available. He's even got a group of investors who will foot the entire bill, then pay you cash to rent your roof and give you access to electric at half of what you're paying now. Plus, if the power goes down for any reason, you'll still be up and running. Building owners, call Ron Sousa directly today at 973-265-2900.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick. But just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Order 3 and get shipping free. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
And the sound of motorcycles in the back must mean we're back, Anthony.
I'm having a great time. We're going to track John down a little bit. We want to interview him and talk about his support, patriotism, and everything. So, again, Christy is a negative one in my books now. Not a bad deal.
He's moving up in the
ladder. Yeah, he's moving up. You know, summer's coming. Spring has sprung. And I just want everybody a little more vigilance when you're out in the street shopping and stuff. You know, we're wearing less clothes. You're wearing shoes you really can't run in case you need to run. Because, you know, in New Jersey, we need to run and cower.
Yes, right.
But let's be careful. When you're traveling, make sure that when you know your car windows are open, you have good situational awareness because someone can reach into your car and grab your purse. Someone can reach into your car and put a gun or a knife to your face and carjack you. Where in the winter, we don't really have those problems. Items and articles left in your car should be, you know, clearly hidden. Evan Knappen says all the time, a black blanket is the best accessory for your car because you can throw it over whatever objects happen to be in your car. In the past 2 weeks, there's been like 15 bump and robs reported in the tri-state area.
Wow.
And Detective Mack was talking to me about it this morning. If someone bumps into you, it seems like an accident, you can pull over, make sure that your front of your car is parked in a way that you could pull out in an emergency if you have to. You should call 911 immediately and report that you were in a motor vehicle accident and that you're alone in a car. And you should not get out of the car. You can crack the window open an inch to talk to the person. And you can say, listen, I call the police. When the police get here, I will come out. I will transfer all my data and information to you and everything else. A lot of people are getting pulled over. You need to get rid of that normalcy bias. Oh, a routine accident. Let me pull over and exchange paperwork. You could end up dead, abducted, or far worse. Okay?
So, well, you know, one of the things I learned from just observing at that executive protection class that you guys run over at Gun for Hire is this, that you should never really, you know how everybody at a stoplight pulls up very close?
Yes.
You should always leave a couple of car lanes behind.
You should always be able to see the tires of the car in front of you. If you can't see the back tires of the car in front of you, there's a... What the... If you can't see the tires of the car in front of you, then you're in big trouble because you can't pull out if you were boxed in.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Something to really, really think about.
Something I never really thought about.
Now, when you're out walking, or what's that other thing with the two wheels that you put your feet on and go around? What's that called?
A motorcycle?
No, the other thing, without a motor.
Oh, with it you have to pedal?
Yeah, what is that called?
It's called a bicycle.
Okay, that other
it's
thing
exercise.
That Sandy just said. If you're out doing that thing or you're out going for a walk, remember something. We teach this in Be Prepared, and we also teach this in Refuse to Be a Victim. You should always walk against the flow of traffic.
Why is that?
Well, because if a car approaches you, He's going the opposite way.
Right.
You can keep walking if he tries to get you in the car or ask you a question or something like that.
Oh.
Always face oncoming traffic. Don't go with the flow of traffic. Also, it'll help you because if some asshole's texting or drinking or driving or talking on the phone or
you
playing with the radio, you'll see them right before they kill you.
Wow.
You might be able to jump over a hedge or something. Okay.
That's very smart.
If the traffic's going in the same direction as you, you'll never see the one with your name on it. What's that over there in the blue and the black, Sandy?
Something
that's definitely not Steve Elber.
Nice. No, it's not Steve Elber.
Okay, what is that? Steve Elber sitting to my left laughing his ass off right now. Because oh, here comes Corey Vaughn, too, with one of his daughters, I can see. He just made it about time.
You know, I think I'm going to want to do the show from here a lot.
Yeah, me too. Me too. So, again, let's talk about summertime. When we get back, I got some more safety tips for you all out there. Thank you.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years, with four state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, two of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
Are they going to film Jersey Shore this year? Because I like to go down and slap all those effing idiots in the back of the head.
I don't know. They do it. I think it's kind of losing its audience cue.
I don't go to the Jersey Shore because they don't allow me to smoke cigars on the beach. So F them. They're not getting a dime of my cash.
Well, we're just happy about that, too, because you got to come right through my neighborhood to get to the beach. So.
Oh, man.
I'm happy about that.
Let me tell you something. So think about it now. Just because the warm weather's here, do not think crime ends. If you're doing gardening work around your house, is your front door open? Are you walking around the side of the house and doing gardening and leaving your front door exposed?
Yeah, very, very
when
true.
You know, how many women do gardening work with headphones on?
Oh, man,
okay?
A lot.
What about this? I come home sometimes, there's barbecue going on in the back deck of my house, and the front door's open. And the dog is, of course, in the back deck because he's under the barbecue waiting for drippings
waiting
and
for
stuff.
Something to fall out.
So he doesn't care who comes in the house at that point, right? So think about these crime prevention measures. Think about your situational awareness. Think about breaking the normalcy bias. It's warmer out. We're wearing less clothes. It's harder to hide weapons, although I carry knives and coupons and all kinds of goodies. In the summertime, it's a
boot
lot harder.
You got a boot knife.
I got a boot knife. Yeah. I got a knife in my shoelaces and everything. But it's a lot harder to disguise stuff like that. People are traveling more. You're stopping more in rest stops. You're stopping more at convenience stores. You're stopping more for coffee or soda. You just open yourself up for so much more crime. The other thing that scares me is, after reading the Deerfield thing, is what about if you walk into a convenience store in the process of being robbed, or they follow you in and rob the place at that point? You know, be aware of what you're doing. Like when I walk into a 7-Eleven or whatever to make my own coffee, Sandy, you know how it's usually a rectangular bar?
Yeah.
I always go to the far side and face the incoming people. I don't make my coffee with my back to the door. No, and a lot of people don't do that. So, again, it's all about situational awareness. McAloon will be the first one to say, when you pull into a 7-Eleven parking lot, stop for a second. Look around.
Right.
Okay?
Take 2 minutes.
Take 2 minutes.
A few seconds just to look around.
And then walk in and be aware of your surroundings. If somebody walks in, I'll tell you, if somebody walks in and looks like they're going to hold the place up, if I don't have my gun on me, I'm walking right out the effing door.
Right, exactly.
You know, I'm not sticking around for any bullshit like
dude,
that.
Even if you do have a gun on you, I mean, is that something you want to get into? You know, that gun is there to protect you.
I've been carrying a gun. This is my 16th year carrying a gun in New Jersey. And I tell everybody, if it doesn't affect me or my family or my close friends personally, listen, I've been telling this story for the longest time. If I'm at 7-Eleven making a cup of coffee and two guys come in and rob the place, I'm just going to keep my head down and keep stirring my coffee.
Yeah.
If they announce everybody in the back room or everybody emptied their pockets, then I'm shooting them both in the temple, and then I'm going to finish making my coffee.
Right.
Okay, because I ain't going in the back room, and I ain't giving you my wallet or my money, okay? That's just the way it is, because I believe in the stand your ground thing, you know, the man's rule. I don't believe in that bullshit running and cower like the Toddy English do. English.
Yes, and like the...
Sandy, what's that walking towards us? That's definitely not Steve Elber.
No, that's definitely not Steve Elber. No.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a good thing this isn't video. This is a very nice place, though.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Back on topic.
So, yes, awareness all the time. For you ladies and you guys out there, when you're dragging your kids around, you want to have a good time with them, you're going to action parks and everything like that, your kids should have a code word when you go to any type of park or something. So if somebody come up and said, Mommy and Daddy got hurt, come with me, what's the code word? Okay?
Right.
They need to know the code word. Most kids are abducted by friends or family. The other thing is, everybody has cell phones and stuff. Take a current photo of your kid. So if you lose your kid, God forbid, and they say, what's he look like? You better have a picture.
Right.
Okay? A current picture in your phone, a nice clear picture, and your kid's description. Very, very, very important, okay, that you do that. Just make sure you train your kids properly. I told you, we've all done the trick where I've hidden on my kids in a public place,
and
they've walked away,
right,
and then they couldn't find me and they got nervous, and I taught them the lesson. You see what happens when you walk away, how easy it is to get separated if you're not paying attention, okay? What's that walking away from us?
This is just too much distraction going on here.
Kevin, by the way, from the finish line, is going to be putting decals on the shitbaggerator.
Is he really?
Yeah, we're getting a shitbaggerator. I bought a used wood chipper. We're having it sharpened up, and it's going to be graphic and everything, the gun for hire shitbaggerator. Well, and we are going to go on a state and federal penitentiary tour with it.
You haven't heard it yet, but we've been up to some funny stuff in the production booth, and we actually have a new sponsor coming up on the show.
I can't wait to hear it. I really can't wait to hear it. Sandy, what's that in the blue shirt and the black pants over there?
Just part of the decorations here.
All right, just checking. There's John Jr. right now. This is perfect. As soon as we finish this segmente, we're going to get into it with him, which is going to be great. I don't know how he's even going to have time to see us. He's got probably got, I would say, 400 or 500 people walking around right now. And they've been coming and going. I parked in a parking lot. And when I parked in the parking lot, like 60 people were walking across the street with me and 60 were walking the opposite way. So it's just a constant ebb and flow of people walking in and out today. They've really achieved a lot. And I've been a customer for almost 30 years now. So, I've been in Belleville. I moved to Belleville when I was 12 and I'm 51. So 29 years I've been dealing with. And the grandfather's here, the one that started it all.
He's walking around.
He looks pretty good.
He looks great for his age.
So it's unbelievable. I mean, Suzuki's here giving free test drives. They have free food, free hot dogs, free water, motorcycles, all kinds of prize giveaways, raffles, and everything. I haven't seen Rich Ganello. Have you? Rich is their merchandising and media
Rich
guy.
I saw Rich this morning, yeah. He was setting up, running from place to place.
He must be having a bad day today, right?
There's a lot going on.
So
test drives, everything else.
So back on topic a little bit with the summer safety and everything, you know, besides sunblock and everything, whatever you can carry as a weapon, you can carry knives, you can carry coup batons. Of course, we do a defensive pen class. You should carry, you should carry a defensive pen if possible. Another woman the other day in St. Louis, Missouri, was telling me she carries a knitting needle, but she was 65 years old. She could pull that off.
She's allowed.
You know, in New Jersey, if I was carrying a knitting needle, that would probably be excessive force because I'm not carrying it for a purpose that I'm using it for.
You know, it's funny. One of the women who is actually not a listener of the show, who came past on a break, is 81 years old, and you wouldn't even know it. And she's an avid trap shooter. And
no
has been
kidding.
An avid trap shooter for years. She found out about our show, wanted to come over and say hello. But I couldn't believe it. And she rides a Harley.
No kidding.
Oh, man. I said, I want to be you when I grow up.
God bless. God bless. God bless. We got Chris is here. The whole gang is here at the radio show today, man. The whole gang is here. Leave alone. I am in the car. I'll give you a cigar.
Cigars.
It belongs to Hot Commodities Patterson, New Jersey Motorcycle Club.
Sounds scary.
I'm scared.
Motorcycle. We talk about scary things. Motorcycles, guns.
You wrap it up. I'm going to go get John Jr. I don't want to lose him.
Well, we'll be back at Motorcycle Mall in Belleville, New Jersey right after this. And if you have something we should be hearing about, send it to talkback@gunforhireradio.com.
Still fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shitbaggerator, this year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shitbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Cut jail overcrowding in a flash. That's right. Clear out entire cell blocks in a fraction of the time it takes to process an appeal. Just park your Shitbaggerator in the town square, open the lid, and drop the shit bag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, shit bags go in and come out as a mound. Super sharp stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice shit bags so thin, they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest shit bags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high, and the Shitbaggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size shit bag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing! Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the Shitbaggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. Why spend thousands on expensive housing, food, healthcare, and cable TV bills, when you can get the speed, quality, and functionality of the Shitbaggerator for less? Order today, and you can get your very own Shitbaggerator just in time for Founders Day. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you four additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The Shitbaggerator and four specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The Shitbaggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by. And the sounds of motorcycles in the background says we're back.
And we have John Resinetti with us from Motorcycle Mall.
Here and present.
A proud Gun for Hire radio sponsor since the beginning. Belleville, New Jersey is the home of the Motorcycle Mall for how many years now, John?
We've been here for 35 years.
This place is unbelievable.
Thank you.
110,000 square feet?
Just about 110, close to, yeah, you know, we round up.
And you sell every motorcycle known to man, right?
For the most part, at this time, yes, we do.
Unbelievable. John is third generation business, which fits all the model of our Gun for Hire radio sponsors. His grandfather's walking around. His father's here being a pain in the ass to John, right, John?
Always, every day.
And now John is taking the reins, bringing it to the electronic age, the media age, and everything. Obviously, using new media like Gun for Hire radio. John, how many motorcycles do you have in stock?
Today, we probably have on the premises close to about upwards of 600, 700. Wow. Just on one floor.
Wow. On one floor.
700 motorcycles, 1,000 people here so far. It's only 2 o'clock in the afternoon. In and out. I told you it was in the high hundreds, so I knew it. So, John, you also, you know, Gunfire Radio, we had a lot of people, motorcycles, guns, cigars, they all go hand in hand. Obviously, you see that all the time.
Absolutely.
Watches, planes, boats, you know, people that collect stuff tend to collect stuff. But you also have a lot of be prepared type stuff, like generators. We talk about this all the time, correct?
Yeah, we have a lot of preventive measure things as well, you know, in dealing with the outdoors and hunting, with the utilities, the side-by-sides, ATVs, as well as the generators for preparation, the water pumps. You know, things that in emergency situations need to be there to kick in and help people out.
And I'm saying that because it's called the Motorcycle Mall, but don't discount that they have everything you need.
Yeah, exactly.
And when you come in, you want to ask for John, and you want to, right, John?
That's it. Ask for me. I'm here every day.
And you want to ask whether he likes it or not.
He said with a smile.
Rain or shine.
But, yes, you know, you want to ask for John. You want to come in.
Beauty of entrepreneurship, right?
That's it. That's life. I only work a half a day, too, John, 14 hours a day.
That's it.
So you want to mention John and come in. They have test drives going on all the time. They're always offering tons of specials on bikes and everything, as well as generators. Last time you were pitching the Yamaha generators. Are we still good with those?
Yeah, Yamaha generators are a great sponsor, great support for us. I know we went into Can-Am ATVs as well, the Can-Am UTVs, the side-by-sides. Now, anything we sell, we're always working for them.
Now talk to us about watercraft.
Watercraft is coming up. The season's already getting to a little
right
bit of a jump.
Top of us, yeah.
And
we
right now have Sea-Doo, Kawasaki, and Yamaha. You know,
are those all jet skis?
Those are all personal watercrafts, and we additionally have Sea-Doo jet boats.
Cool.
I want a jet boat.
Yeah,
explain
me
to me,
too.
What's a jet boat?
Jet boats are a jet propulsion motor for marine products installed in sometimes a V-hull, most of the time just a regular.
So there's no prop at all?
No prop. It's actually in a housing just like your personal watercraft is.
Wow.
So you could take that in a foot. What's the draft on that?
Foot and a half.
Wow.
Up onto plane, they have anywhere from 15 to 23 footers, 4-passenger on up to 12 passengers.
Man.
510 horsepower in their top of the lines, and as low as 155 in their entry-level boats.
Do you have them on the floor inside?
We do. We have them on the floor.
Ooh,
on display. You can jump on. Just take your shoes off. I don't
Sweet.
Like staying late to clean.
Now we saw the creamsicle orange scooter for Sandy in there. We're going to get a picture of him on that later.
He was looking at it, and it was melting, so I was nervous.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we want to get a picture of you wearing. You're going to look like Pee Wee Herman on that. What do you say? What'd you say your most popular bike? Sport, touring, or new sport touring?
Sport is probably our most popular market. However, it's starting to creep up with having the display space now, the cruisers, and everybody's starting to find their own place and niche in the place to have their own market.
You know, it's weird how motorcycles work. When you're a kid, you like ride a dirt bike or a moped. Then when you're in your 20s, you want a sport bike.
Right.
Then when
yeah.
you're in your 30s, you want like a crossover bike. And then 40s and 50s, you start riding the baggers, right? And
you start
bikes.
Riding the baggers, or you have a midlife crisis and want to go back to a sport bike.
Right.
So people go in 35 years, your dad and you've seen people go through every change, right?
Yeah, they've been through. I mean, I've had some customers go through so many phases. I mean, it's funny.
Really cool.
it's absolutely funny, but you do see people progress through the stages, absolutely.
And you guys do everything here, right? Financing, insurance, everything? One
financing,
stop?
Insurance, service, any repair, probably performance work. I mean, we do everything under one roof.
You guys, I mean, you have to go on the website, motorcyclemall.com. You have to look at the size of the facility
they
built.
This is like a destination place.
You know,
you make a day and you come here.
I mean, it's not settled in now.
Cool.
There's tractor trailers and test drive stuff set up everywhere right now. And John's got about 30 tents. And, you know, again, just like the same thing with the gun
Dude,
industry.
The tractor trailer from Suzuki gets lost in the parking lot.
Yes. But, I mean, John let all of these people with tables here display their wares, no charge, because he treats everybody like their family, and that's the way it's supposed to be, and that's what we look for in the gun community.
Absolutely.
That's what we look for in the gun for hire community, and that's why when we asked them to be a sponsor, it was so important that they weren't just a corporate number or name. I mean, you come in here and you ask for John or John Jr., and you're going to get the owners. And that's what you want. You know,
that's
you want
exactly
to deal with the
mean.
Owners, because if I'm pissed off or something's bothering me, I don't want to be told, get in line number 69 or whatever. I want to be told, John will be out to see you in a second. And that's really the key to their success. You know, they're not a highway store, right? I mean, you're a small town store that blew up.
We're a small town store on the same road my grandfather started in, and we go by the same principles that he left, you know, for my father and have gotten passed on to me. And know, you treat everybody with respect and earn everybody's business, and everybody's just as important as the next customer, whether they're buying a spark plug in parts or, you know, a $57,000 jet boat fully loaded.
Oh, is that how much Sandy's spending today?
I'm getting Sandy in that finance booth before he leaves. Don't you worry.
They brought
finance. I don't believe in finance.
They brought a cream. They brought a cream-colored scooter out for Sandy with a brown seat on it.
How cute
is that, Sandy?
I really want the orange one, though.
We like that sound. It sounds good.
John.
That's all right. John's freaking out.
John's like yelling at people now.
I'm trying not to.
That's all right, John.
I'm waving and
good.
Snapping fingers.
You know what? It's nice. It's nice organic sounds.
Exactly.
It's
right.
Also the sound of money being made, and capitalism is not dead in the U.S. of
Absolutely.
A.
Absolutely.
And that's what we want to see. Capitalism is king. Socialism is only good until you run out of everybody else's money.
You betcha, baby. Yeah. You hear that, Mr. President?
Yeah. Oh, he's still the president?
Well,
oh, yeah. It's not November
for a
yet.
While. Yeah.
So, John, what other specials? Tell me, what could our listeners come in and ask for, or see, or do?
Oh, wow. We've been offering all sorts of discounts to all
women
our manufacturers.
Up to the booth here.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
This is great.
Is
what kind of discounts you got shaking?
Well, unfortunately, since some of the corporate companies don't allow me to disclose them on air, there are in-house specials on everything you could think of, from bikes to spark plugs to helmets to gloves. All our reps are here supporting us, and we appreciate them supporting us, and we're going to look to support everybody else with the best price we can in the tri-state area and even in the country at this point.
How big is your accessories and wearables department?
Over 12,000 square feet.
Oh, my God. That's bigger than most dealerships.
Wow. I haven't been able to look through the whole thing. I had to go find John. John, I can't thank you enough for being a part of Gun for Hire Radio. Listen, listeners, MotorcycleMall.com. They have a Facebook page. Please support Rich Ganello, Motorcycle Mall, on Facebook. Send him an email. Thank him for service. If you need oil, if you need spark plugs, if you need a generator, a water pump, these are the guys to come see. And, of course, if you need a motorcycle or want to take a ride in Sandy's jet boat, for $57,000. It'll be parked next to his creamsicle scooter.
That's right.
John, thank you so much for being a part of Gun for Hire Radio.
Thank you guys for all your support.
Beautiful.
Go do some work now.
Yeah, go sell something.
So what's going on at Gun for Hire Radio?
Gun for Hire. No,
Gun for Hire.
Gun for Hire Academy, we have a lot going on. On April 28th in Belleville, Force on Force Training. April 28th in Belleville, NRA Certified Range Safety Officer. On April 29th, Area 51, Urban Pistol 3 on the Morris-Essex border, outdoor range. On April 29th, Second Steps in Gun for Hire Academy in Cedar Grove. On May 1st, Saber Mace Course for civilians. Learn how to pepper spray the shit bags.
I'm going to be there.
On May 5th, Low Light Pistol 1 in Cedar Grove. On May 6th, Urban Carbine 1 in Cedar Grove. You got an M4, an M16, an AR-15. You want to learn how to run and gun? Look us up. On May 11th at 6:30 p.m., Be Prepared in Belleville, Awareness Seminar. Dan G, you hear that? May 11th, 6:30 p.m. in Belleville. On May 12th, we have Urban Carbine Tree in Area 51. On May 12th in Winslow, New Jersey, Gun for Hire South, we have Urban Pistol 1 and Utah non-resident carry permit. That noise was from a scooter, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. On the 13th of May, Gun for Her, having a Mother's Day Urban Pistol 1 shoot, Sandy,
very
in Cedar
nice.
Grove. Ladies only,
ladies
for the
only.
Ladies, by the ladies, with the ladies, okay?
Sweet.
On the 19th of May, Urban Shotgun in Cedar Grove. Learn how to shoot that scatter gun and make shit bags into chop meat, and then we put them right in the shitbagger raider. On the 20th of May, we have a knife class in Belleville. Learn how to use that box cutter. Anytime, anywhere, we have Build-A-Bear. Jimmy the Gun Guy will teach you how to build your own AR in a private setting, one-on-one. NRA Dinner, March 13th, 2012, Edison, New Jersey, the Rosewood, limited to the first 600 seats we sell. Be there or not.
It sells out fast.
And
get your tickets.
And Gun for Her, the ladies' club. Go to the Facebook website or the Gun for Her site. Ladies only. Crush dressers need not apply.
Well,
I'm
you've
done.
Done it again. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio.
I love my listeners and our supporters. Please support our vendors. Please support our sponsors. Thank you. Hey, Rich.
Gunfire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gunfire Radio, thanks for listening. My home.